A search resumes this morning east of Melbourne for a missing teenager with autism. 14-year-old William Wall left his home in the Yarra Ranges early yesterday. Police have spent the night looking in bushland near the town of Warburton after there was a possible sighting of William on a hiking trail in the area. South Australia is preparing to reopen its border with New South Wales. The hard border will be brought down at midnight tonight if health data shows no community transmission in New South Wales for the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Queensland has announced plans to relax its border restrictions for residents of five local government areas in New South Wales from next week. The federal government has struck a $123 million deal securing access to some of the world's leading potential COVID-19 vaccines. Australia is joining a global vaccine agreement known as COVAX, which is co-led by the World Health Organization. It will give Australia the opportunity to buy doses for up to half our population if a vaccine is successful. More than 150 countries have joined the scheme. And the United States coronavirus death toll has passed 200,000. That's the highest in the world. Thousands of American flags have been planted at the foot of the Washington Monument to represent the dead. The country is averaging more than 800 deaths every single day.